Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Walker has announced proposals for constitutional reforms that will curb his powers and increase...
And here we are for another edition of Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, broadcast from the UBC campus in Vancouver. And, of course, anywhere you're listening online, you could be listening from Australia too right now. This is the new time slot. I was at 11 a.m. on a Monday for quite some time, but I'm on this slot now, which is great for anyone who might be driving home after a hard day's work here in Vancouver. So this is Australian and Canadian music, and normally I front load with the Australian stuff. I play some older stuff and segue into the newer music, but I do have a special guest today. His name is the Boogeyman Jordan Daniel, and he's actually going to be playing a few tunes here right in the studio and having a chat about who he is, what his music's all about. So I'm just letting Daniel settle in for a little bit, and I'll play you a couple of songs off his album to start off straight away, just so you get a little sense of what the Boogeyman is all about. So we'll play a couple of tracks and then we'll come right back and have a chat. So he's a local artist here in Vancouver, the Boogeyman Jordan Daniel. This is a song called Our Song from his new record called Blues, Pops and Jazz Smokes. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show.
Everybody, oh yeah.
Well, you know what? What's even better than pre-recorded music is live music, and the boogeyman Jordan Daniel is right here in the studio, and he's raring to get going already. He's already set up with the acoustic. Jordan, do you want to just quickly say hi?
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah.
How's it going, UBC and the rest of Vancouver?
And the rest of the world.
I'm rearing right now.
He's rearing. Straight off the number 99 bus, and the guitar is out, so... let's just get right into it, and then we'll have a chat. So this is the Boogeyman Jordan Daniels live here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Yeah, this is a new song called Sweet Leaf. Sugar pie, they can't eat apple in my third eye. Yeah, my sugar, my sweet, sweet girl, the sweetest little thing, yeah, in the whole wide world. I got a jar filled with sweet teeth, my whole jar's filled with sweet teeth for your sugar. I got a jar filled with sweet, sweet, sweet tea. Like the wolf when they call out to the full moon. It's every time she goes, but it's a little too soon. I like to hot knife and she likes to spoon. I got a jar filled with sweet tea. My whole jar's filled with sweet tea for your sugar. I got a jar filled with sweet, sweet, sweet tea. Sweet tea. Sweet tea. Oh, my sweet tea. Yeah, my sweet tea, yeah. Sweet teeth, yeah.
That's the Boogeyman. Jordan Daniels here live in the studio. We heard first the first track of his album. We played off the CD, and right in there it was a Sweet Tea. Was the
Sweet Teeth?
Sweet Teeth.
Yeah, that's a new one. It's about smoking weed. I got Sweet Tooth for it.
Oh.
You know that Sabbath song? It's like, you know, Sweet.
Yeah, Sweet Leaf. Sweet Leaf.
Sweet Leaf by Sabbath. It's like a play on that.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. And can we find that off the album as well, or is that a brand new one?
That's a brand new one. We're going to be recording probably at the end of next month, 13 or 15 or so new ones, and kind of buck them up and see what happens from there.
And this is a fairly new incarnation of your outfit, right? I know you've recently relocated to Vancouver after playing in bands in Montreal for a while.
Yeah, I played in Montreal in two different bands. One was called The Gorgeous, and the other one was called Barn Burner. And both of those projects ended, and I wanted to start doing something by myself and do all the songwriting, so I started the Boogeyman, moved to Toronto, played acoustic out there for like a year, and then came back to Van and got a band together, and we're ripping really hard now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gigging around a lot. And you were originally from here though, right? So you've come full circle?
Well, I lived in Vancouver for 6 months when I was 19, but my family's just moved around a lot, so I lived in like 20 different towns all over BC and Alberta, and then spent most of high school in Vernon, British Columbia, and then kept moving since then, so...
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, we're talking here to the Boogeyman, Jordan Daniel. He's playing some music for us live in the studio, and we'll be right back right after this.
101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip-hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever news, sports, and entertainment.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Okay, and we're back here with the Boogeyman, Jordan Daniel, live here in the studios. He's a Vancouver artist, and if you are looking him up on the web, it's Boogeyman Jordan, J-O-R-D-O-N, Jordan Daniels, yeah.
Yeah.
And his band, there's great information online, and his whole album streamed there.
Yeah, it's actually available for download for free off my website as well through SoundCloud, so... You know, people don't really pay for music anymore, and I figure I should just give it away.
Yeah.
In such a case.
Yeah, it's in such a flux, the whole music world. But, you know, what will not die and what will always be needed is good live music. And we have a great live musician right here.
That's what I'm here for.
That's it. And did you want to go straight into another track?
Or? Yeah, this is a song that's on the record, and you can download it off the website with the full band. It's called I Want It All. And it's basically just about, like, accepting life the way it is and not always wanting something else, I guess. It doesn't really say what I want in the song, and that kind of leaves it hanging. But yeah, this song's called I Want It All. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
Boogeyman wants it all.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
What's the origin of the name, the Boogeyman, Jordan Daniels?
Well, for me, it was always like I was afraid to pick up guitar and sing a song and write it by myself. And it seemed to me like the first fear that anyone, a child, has to get over is the fear of the boogeyman, that someone's going to snatch you up and take you away from your parents. And at the same time, I think in a lot of ways that that music can do the same thing. I know it did for me for a period of my life when I got into punk rock, and then my parents just weren't really making sense to me anymore. And then there's that. And obviously, I'm just a blues lover, and, you know, boogeyman, boogie woogie.
Yeah.
It just kind of made sense at the time.
Yeah. Oh, and so this is the boogeyman, Jordan Daniel. You've been playing around a bit, and I was actually just thinking about the recent gig that you played with the NHL 94. Basically, they set it up. Was it the Astoria?
Yeah, I was at the Astoria. It was for Beatroot Magazine put it together, and they had like a big NHL 94 tournament, and then we went on after the tournament. It's funny, though, because it rained for, I think, 10 days straight, and then the first nice day that they have, they held this tournament, so, like, not a lot of people showed up to it. There's still a good turnout, but not, it didn't have the potential that it could be with the hockey fans in Vancouver.
Oh, that's it. I couldn't help but think, like, what if Mayor Gregor Robinson had on a massive big screen somewhere out in the city on the night of the riots, and people instead were focusing on playing this game? Maybe it all wouldn't have turned out so badly. Just get your frustration, just bash the pad, you know?
Yeah. I was down there when a couple of those cop cars got burned to the ground. It was pretty fucking wild, man.
Or, wow.
I gotta watch my language on the internet.
Yeah. Backdated language warning for anyone listening. We are talking, if anyone's listening online and hadn't heard about it, well, there was quite horrible riots here in Vancouver just two nights ago when the Vancouver Canucks lost the final game of the Stanley Cup. I was well away, but I saw the smoke rising in the distance, and I just knew straight away, well,
yeah,
not good.
It's funny because everybody was like, I cannot believe Vancouver, you're an embarrassment. But, like, I saw this coming, like,
yeah,
way before it happened. Everybody did, you know? It's a full moon out, first of all. Mm. Like, police usually, in general, will put out, like, double what they put out on a full moon just because it's in our nature to act wild on one. And then they hold Game 7 in Vancouver on the full moon. It's like, 2 and 2, put it together.
Yeah. I mean, even if they had won, there probably would have been.
Well, you just can't deny nature, you know? People get crazy, especially when they're fed alcohol all day long. And they love their Vancouver Canucks.
That's right. Well, here on the show, we love music. So we're here talking with the Boogeyman, Jordan Daniel, and we've had a few live tracks already. I just actually wanted to ask you a bit about your love of the blues. Can you tell me when that might have started, or did you have anything in your family background or anything?
Not my family background. Like, my parents always listen to rock and roll, which is based off the blues, I guess, but I never really had an appreciation for it until I met this girl in 11th grade, and I was totally infatuated with her. I might have been in love with her, I don't know, nothing ever came of it, but she was seriously into, like, blues from the 1920s and 30s and 40s and stuff like that, and I had never had an introduction to that kind of stuff before, and she opened that window for me, and it's been a riot ever since.
Wow, it all starts with a woman. It often does. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, we're still friends. I actually saw her. She lives in Regina, and I went and paid a visit to her, and she saw my band down.
Yeah.
She was pretty stoked, I guess, because I had only ever played in heavy metal bands and punk rock bands before this. And
yeah.
I feel like there's still an element of those things mixed inside of what I do, especially when you hear it live with the full band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, we're actually going to play a song, well, before you leave today, I found online here, Barn Burner, because this is quite coincidental. The band you used to play in Montreal, Barn Burner, is playing tonight in Vancouver.
Yeah, they're playing at the Astoria tonight, and if you like, it's kind of a mix between, I would say, Mastodon and old Metallica and maybe Thin Lizzy, like kind of like rock and roll but still thrashy, and they're great and they're really fun, so it should be a good time.
Wow. Well, we'll
be a barn burner.
We'll play a song of theirs a bit later on, but how are you feeling there? You're hydrated there.
I'm hydrated.
You're hydrated, because I know you ran in panting breath from the 99, as I often do. Just
I actually took my scooter here. I didn't take
it. Oh,
hence the helmet.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you didn't see that though.
Well, geez, you never know with Vancouver at these days. A helmet on the bus might actually be with all the riots.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, how are you going over there on the other side of the studio? Are you still revved for?
Yeah, I can rip out a couple more songs if you want to hear them.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's definitely, that's what we're here for. So actually, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Okay, I think Jordan here is ready for another track or two. What do we got here?
This is the song that we made the music video for. It's called No Axe to Grind, and it's kind of just about like forgiveness and forgiving yourself for the stupid shit that you did, or more importantly, it's about me forgiving myself for the stupid shit that I did. And if you can relate to that, then that's awesome, you know?
I think every single human being can, especially those who had a little bit too much to drink last Wednesday.
It seems appropriate for the rides and stuff. So let's just forgive Vancouver, forget about it. We've all been there. No Axe to Grind. You can look up the music video on YouTube.
No Axe to Grind, which is the awesome second track from the album. The album is called Blues, Pops and Jazz Smokes, and it's available for free download at theboogeymanjordandaniel.com, And you just heard a live version here in the studio for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Don't forget, you can catch this show. This will be up on podcast in the set list. If you go to Google and type Oz Stranded, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, each week, if you do that diligently, you'll see a different set list up there every week and a link to the podcast. So thanks, Jordan.
You're very welcome. My pleasure to be there. For those of you that don't know, me and Mac worked together for the Portland Hotel Society, and that's how we met.
Yeah. I remember, we worked at one of the hotels, and we're chatting a lot about music, and I was playing you. I wanted to play for you and for the listeners tonight. I remember showing you some old clips of this band from Australia called the Beasts of Bourbon. It's really good bluesy.
The
Beasts of Bourbon. I don't know if you remember, but I was like, oh, you got to listen to this.
If they like the Stones.
This is a I'm holding up here the Axemen's Jazz album. So once you're finished up here playing, I wanted to play at least a track off the Beasts of Bourbon album
because
I was thinking of like good bluesy, Stonesy type Aussie rock and roll, and they epitomize everything's awesome about a lot of stuff.
Australia.
Yeah, bluesy kind of rock, featuring Tex Perkins on vocals. So.
You gotta play that band DZ later in your show too. I was showing them earlier. They have that video where they're just shooting Jägermeister the entire time.
DZ, yeah, they're from Australia.
They're from Australia. Oh, they're great.
Because I was going to ask you, do you have any requests? So I'll write that down. The DZ, of course. On that note, any other? Are there any other Australian bands that you're aware of at all that you like? Or, I mean, I often find, you know, doing this show, people really don't know much about Australian music besides the obvious, you know, Silverchair.
Yeah, the obvious. I mean, AC/DC is pretty cool.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't check out a lot of new music. Like, I've just got the staples that I've listened to for a long time. And then if someone recommends me a band, like, I'll go and check them out. But, like, for me, I get a lot more enjoyment of going to see live music and watching my friends play music because it's like, I don't know, it's just a stronger connection to the music when you know the people that are making it. So I've got like, I don't know, some close friends that do it and they're all my favorite bands.
Well, that's it. And that's why I do my best to get people like yourself on, friends that I know here in the city, because it is more meaningful. And God knows, everything's an iTunes playlist these days.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I really don't download much music currently for a reason, because I don't really like the fragmentation of it all. You know, I like to still sit down and have an album.
Yeah,
you know, God forbid.
And it's a pain in the butt to try and find a whole record. You get a song here and a song there.
I guess there's no turning back. We are in this age, but yeah, it's still good to see live music, and the station here supports that a lot. And speaking of which, tonight, did you want to do like one more and then we'll play the Barn Burner?
Let's do that.
Okay, so we'll have one more track here from the Boogeyman, Jordan Daniel. He's playing live in the CITR studios. And what do we got here?
I'm thinking right now. I guess I'll play one more new song just to get people amped up. Hopefully they're going to download the record after this and they get to hear those songs. So here's another new one. This is a song that I actually wrote for my dog, Boogie Dog, that you've met.
I've met that, yeah.
And I just like had gotten her around the beginning of last summer and fell totally in love with her and wanted to write a beautiful song for her and how she changed my life.
So, wonderful.
Yeah, this song's called Song to Boogie.
Okay.
Behold the kiss of death, feel the kiss of death, behold the kiss of life, I'm breathing shallow breaths, come on, kiss of death, feel the kiss of death, and the kiss of just a waiting for our scrap to be thrown. I was chewing on my fingernails like a dog without a bone. Then I got the kiss of death.
nothing we put. Both of us are howling 100 howls per hour for the deep blue sky. Yeah, for the sun and the moon, it was between midnight and midday. High heaven and high noon.
It's been a pleasure, Jordan.
Absolute pleasure.
The Boogeyman, Jordan Daniels, and you can find him online at theboogeymanjordandaniel.com. Where the full album is available for download. Not that song, though. That's a brand new one.
No, that's a new one.
That's a new one called Song to Boogie.
All the sour notes in the other ones that I played are edited out, though. So
yeah, yeah. Well, that's the beauty of live music. It is what it is.
Yeah.
We're just about to talk about Barnburner, but do you have any gigs at all upcoming?
I believe we're playing on the 24th at the Anza Club, and then we're playing next month, hopefully, with Lucero at the Biltmore. So
okay.
Keep an eye out for that.
That's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And tonight, how serendipitous that your old band from Montreal is in town. They're called Barnburner.
Yeah, all my old boyfriends, we get to hang out again.
Are you hopping on stage?
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Okay.
It's they've got all new material at this point, and I don't know it, so.
Okay. We don't play enough metal on this show, although whoever was listening last week heard an awesome, I did a full show special to the band Alchemist, arguably the greatest heavy metal band from Australia. So a whole hour and a half we had of metal last week, which is great. But today we'll play one song. Any song? Well, there's a few here. Wizard Island, Holy Smokes, Keg Stand and Deliver.
Their new record, I believe Keg Stand and Deliver is the song for it. So
okay,
that might be the best one right there.
All right. Well, this is a little bit of what you would hear if you go to the Astoria tonight.
That's right.
Okay. The band is called Barn Burner, and Jordan used to play in this band in Montreal, and he'll be there
and
tonight.
I still love them.
Yeah. So, and you could have a chat to Jordan if you're down there. He's got some wonderful tats. He's got a beard, blonde hair.
Yeah, guy with all the denim on usually.
Okay, this is Keg Stand and Deliver by Barn Burner.
Oh, we're getting there. It's just taking a little bit of a time to buffer here. It's always frustrating sometimes when we have to play stuff off the internet, it takes a little while. So if we don't have any luck, well, I'm just going to queue up actually the B-Suburban here while we're waiting. Song to buffer, because I was talking before about the B-Suburban, this great Australian bluesy guitar-based rock and roll band. This album came out in 1985. It's called The Axeman's Jazz, featuring Tex Perkins on vocals, who is quite a luminary now at the Australian rock and roll scene. I think we might have to go to that, which is a shame because the Barn Burner is just taking too long, but we'll see. We'll get into the Beast of Bourbon now. This is the second... This is the first song off the... We'll be right back.
a dropout. I'm a dropout. As I'm a dropout. Some
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And here we are on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. And I'm your host, Matt. And we just had a great about 45 minutes or so there with the boogeyman, Jordan Daniel, who is a local blues rock artist. And he played some tunes for us live here in the studio on his weathered acoustic guitar. And his old band, Barn Burner, there, which we played a few songs back, a metal band, they're playing here at the Astoria tonight in Vancouver. They're from Montreal. So, yeah, and you can find him online, theboogeymanjordandaniels.com. So, I wanted to play there The Beast Suburban, a classic album, The Axeman's Jazz, because I was trying to think of what's some good bluesy rock and roll from Australia, and I couldn't pass by The Beast Suburban. And the album, The Axeman's Jazz, which came out in 1985, and believe it or not, this whole album, and it is a classic, it was recorded in a single afternoon for $100 by the Tony Cohen. Tony Cohen, I believe, did a lot of work with, yeah, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and the Birthday Party. He knew what he was doing when he switched on the tapes because somehow he got some magic from that session one day, and a lot of booze, I think, went into the mix for that album. So I played you, the song was called The Dropout, and also that final rollicking track there called 10 Wheels for Jesus. That's The Beast of Bourbon. Highly recommended. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I thought now I'd play for you a little bit of The Living End. My friend actually reminded me of The Living End. I haven't played them yet on the show, and they are pretty popular band. Like, I mean, when I do this show, most people haven't heard of most of the music I play here, and that's probably a good thing because I try to feature music from Australia that is relatively unknown in these parts. But The Living End, I believe, probably made a bit of a splash here. They, I think from memory, Rancid. The singer from Rancid. Oh no, sorry, no, Green Day. That's it. Billy Joe Armstrong actually discovered The Living End. That's right. They landed a support slot for Green Day back in 1995 after. The guys from Living End, they literally just sent a demo tape and a t-shirt to Billy Joe Armstrong, and all of a sudden they're supporting Green Day. Wow, that's probably a harder thing to do these days, so that's quite a bit of luck. But they're a pretty great band, so I'm sure they would have made a go of it regardless, but that definitely gave them a leg up. So there are three pieces from Australia that formed in 1994, featuring the primary songwriting talents of Chris Cheney on the electric guitar. He was a big fan of the rockabilly group, the Stray Cats, and he got his friends enrolled in the band, eventually got a double bass on board, which really fleshed out the sound. They're a really cool band, and I saw them in Australia once opening for AC/DC, which is a very memorable gig for me. So I thought I'd, my friend reminded me because I have a new single out, so I thought I'd play three tracks going back to the first kind of song that got picked up on independent radio in Australia. The song's called From Here On In, and I did really like this song when it came out. So I'll play you From Here On In by The Living End, and then we'll move into some newer tracks and their latest single.
Just the way it goes, and for I know no reason, for I know where I'm going. Don't come around here no more. You're not welcome here anymore. 'cause I just can't stand it. Now there's no room for you, for I know where I'm going. Don't come around here no more. You're not welcome here anymore. From here on in, you're on your own, so carry on. Just like before, and don't you think I won't.
are the refugees. We are the dead-eyed workers. I am you, and you are me. We are the model citizens. We are the absentees. We are the politicians. I am exactly like you. You're just like me.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Arming, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, with your host Matt, here broadcast from CITR and anywhere where you're listening all around the world. You just heard three tracks there by The Living End. They're a three-piece band from Melbourne of the rockabilly punk style. I'd say one of the most well-known Australian rock bands of the last 10 years or so. And that's their brand new single. And the song is called, I like the title of the song, The Ending is Just the Beginning Repeating. And I think that's the album title as well. So that's the album track, single off the album, The Beginning. The End is Just the Beginning Repeating by The Living End, and they're from Melbourne. I think they played North America a fair few times, I think, on the Warped Tour and things like that, so people will probably have heard of them. I mean, their big song, of course, was that Second Solution. That's the one that really took off for them, that one. You know, we don't need no one to tell us what to do. You know, people have probably heard that song, but I thought I'd play you something a little different. We started with their probably their first single that got on radio from here on in. The second track was What's On Your Radio from the State of Emergency album, their fourth album, and finished up with the latest single from The Living End. Time to feature another band now that is playing in Vancouver very soon. They're Australian and they're playing at the Biltmore Cabaret on the 21st of June, and the band I'm referring to are called Anne Horse. And people who have been listening would have heard me play them before a few months back, because I do have a connection here to the city. They've spent a fair bit of time in the city. They're a duo. There's drums and guitar, somewhat like the White Stripes, but instead it's the other way around, with the male on the drums, female on the lead guitar and vocals. And they actually recorded their last album here in Vancouver. I've been on quite a touring odyssey over the last few years. So I'll tell you a little bit about them. They're an indie rock duo featuring Kate Cooper as the singer and guitarist, and Damon Cox, he's the drummer and sings as well. And they basically became really good friends. They worked in a record store in Brisbane, Queensland. Found they had very similar musical tastes, and hanging out and playing music together, eventually some magic was made, and very quickly they got to become a going concern as a touring act, and believe it or not, ended up playing the David Letterman show. They somehow got all the way from Brisbane to the US and played the David Letterman show in 2009, which is pretty exciting for a young band, and they've been touring ever since. They now live separately. Kate lives in Montreal, Canada, and Damon still lives in Melbourne, Australia, and so they come together to record, and they came together here in Vancouver to record their album. And another connection to Canada is that Tegan and Sarah apparently first kind of spoke of this band, I guess, off, you know, like what I said with The Living End there. Billy Joe from Green Day spoke of them and got them a support. Sounds like here with Anne Horse that Tegan and Sarah championed the band somewhat. So anyway, they're playing on the 21st of June at the Biltmore. So let's hear that track that they played live on Letterman. The song is called Camp Out. It's from their first album that came out in 2009. Then we'll play a couple more tracks from this band. This is Anne Horse. Some beautiful songs here. This is a duo from Brisbane.
Oh, others know you will stay, and I'm surprised how this fits together. I'm surprised how we fit together, and that I will remember. Oh, and that I will remember. 'Cause it's okay to fall down, it's okay to crumble.
In the dark.
You know I will read every word that you send me.
Sunshine, the flowers nestled in their hair. See, they've been stumbling on the back streets, honey. I won't give in, no, I won't give in. Cause my love's not a limit. He got the money, man, he got the fold lines. But he got the problems banging on his door. My love's not a limit. So won't you keep from the beggars of bones? For the night comes to bring them home. If they manage to keep safe skin, they'll call her. She'll call. For blood again, it's the salivating lips just won't lead them to sleep in my love. Not a living. So won't you keep from the beggars of bones? For the night comes to bring them home. If they manage to keep safe skin, call. Night comes to bring them home. If they manage to keep safe skin, they'll call for her.
Industrial noise and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights, right here at 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
Listen to them and go, this is really Chris, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will. This is really cool stuff, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will.
The music by the close to my heart. Probably the closest to my heart.
Okay, we're pretty much at the end now of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show for this week. I just played for you two bands there that are going to be Australian representatives to Lollapalooza this year in August, the big festival, of course, in America that Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction originally started back in the early 90s. First up was Anne Horse. I played you two tracks from them. And they're actually playing here in Vancouver at the Biltmore on the 21st of June. So Anne Horse, if you like what you heard. And the last track was a band called Boy and Bear. The song was called Mexican Mavis. They're from Sydney, and they are actually going to be playing at Lollapalooza as well. So two Australian bands. So that's it. You heard for the first 45 minutes or so, the boogeyman, Jordan Daniel, a local blues rock artist. It was great having him play, and he actually had one request for a song by a band called the DZ, or the DZ, depending on where you're from. Australians would say Z, North Americans would say Z, I guess, DZ. The song is called The Mess Up, so I'll leave you with that here tonight. That's it. African Rhythms after that with David. So thanks so much for listening. This has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Have yourself a safe and happy evening.
Não adianta não.